Okay, we're starting five lines up from the bottom of Nun Bet Amud Bet. Continuing with the statement of Chizkiyah, which we left off with yesterday. Kufa, the Gemara says, Amar Chizkiyah, Masir Sheni, She'en Bo Shaveh Pruta. He has Masir Sheni that's not worth a Pruta. Omer Hu, V'chomsho Mukhlal Al Ma'ot Rishonot. Then he can redeem that Masir Sheni on other monies that he had used to redeem his fruits. The fish Shef Shar Lo Ladam, L'samtzei Ma'otav. Because a person is never exact about the redemption of the Maaser Sheni, he overestimates how much food he is placing or how much produce he is placing on the money. Because of that, there's still room left on the money in order to redeem it. So now, Meitavei, the Gemara says, is this statement of Chizkiyah presents a problem because we have a Mishnah, a Truma, Vabikurim. So here the Mishnah is comparing differences between Truma and Bikurim versus Maaser. So, Achumah ve'abikurim chayavim aleihem mita. First of all, Achumah bikurim, if a zar or a kohen tamei eats Achumah and bikurim, then you are chayav mita bidei shemayim. Now, the Achumah bikurim are compared here because bikurim are a subset of Achumah or is a type of Achumah, the Apiyat Torah. Then the next thing is v'chomesh, someone who eats the Achumah bikurim bishogeg. When he replaces it or repays it to the Kohen, he has to add on an additional chomesh. Basurim lezarim, and they are not permitted to be eaten by zarim, foreigners, meaning that they're only permitted to be eaten by the Kohanim. That seems unnecessary to be written here. Rashi says it's written here because of the other tzad, which is the Mishnah is comparing it to Maaser, and in Maaser there's no such restriction, meaning that anybody can eat the Maaser, as opposed to the Truma Bikurim, which only be eaten by the Kohanim. The other hand, Tosfot says that he doesn't think that Pshat Rashi is right, but rather he says Asura Lezvarim. Tosfot says that it's talking about Chatzi Shiur, that even if it's not a full Shiur of Al Chila, nevertheless, if it's a Chatzi Shiur, it's still Asura Lezvarim. When you have Truma of a Chatzi Shiur, even still it's only allowed to be eaten by the Kohanim. The Hei Nechse Kohen, they're also the possession or property of the Kohen, meaning that the Kohen can use them for being Mekadesh and Isha, for any other item that he wants to do, as opposed to Maaser, which would be, according to where Machlokas that we've seen a couple of times, goes to what Rabbi Meir says that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gvoa, as opposed to the Chachamim who say Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hejot. Then Maaser Sheni would look exactly like Truma. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Meir, which it's Mamon Gvoa, that means you're not entitled to use Maaser Sheni for whatever you want, as opposed to Truma, which the Kohen can do whatever you'd like with it. Then, Ve'olim Bechad Umeya. Next thing is that it's Batel 100 to 1. Meaning that Minat Torah, everything is Batel Berov. Right? As long as you have a majority, it is Batel. The Chachamim imposed certain additional restrictions or Chumrot on items in order that their bitul be extended or be much larger. So one of those is by Truma. Truma and Bikurim require 100 to 1 to be in its batel. Not just the row, but 100 to 1. As opposed to Maaser Sheni, which would simply require a row. Utu unim rechitzat yadayim. And you need to wash your hands. Meaning washing your hands because your hands, stam yadayim, are sheni l'tuma. The gzerat chamim, that person's hands are automatically a sheni the tuma, and a sheni the tuma can make a shlishi the tuma when it comes to truma. By ma'aser sheni, that is not the case. Now this is all about maga, so about touching the fruits or touching the produce, that one has to wash their hands in order to touch truma or in order to touch bikurim, or he doesn't have to do that in order to touch the ma'aser sheni. Right now the Ve'erev Shemesh, and they require the sun to set. When it comes to Truma and Bikurim, when one goes on their last, either if it's one day Tuma, or it's a 7 day Tuma, it's the last day, they go to the mikvah during the day. When the sun sets at the end of the day, right, they are called, it's called Herev Shemesh. After Herev Shemesh, one is permitted to eat Truma and Bikurim. So that relates back to the first Mishnah in Brachot. Right, the first Mishnah in Brachot discusses, right, that the time frame for when one can say, Kriyat Shema at night is when the Kohanim can be eating their Truma. They can eat their Truma again. So that's at night, because it's after the son sets. That is not true by Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni can be eaten even as a Tevul Yom. Means that after you've gone to the mikvah before the sun sets, one is permitted to eat Maaser Sheni. Ha'er Elu b'Truma u'b'Gurim. This is by Truma and Bigurim, meaning that for all of these are true by Truma and Bigurim, which is not true by Maaser. Not by Truma and Maaser. We went to each of them. First of all, you're not Chayav Mitach, right? Because there really is no Zerut by Maaser Sheni. That's why Rashi and Tosas are trying to discuss why it says Asura the Zerim afterwards. But there's no Mitach. There's no Chomesh. You don't have to add on a Chomesh if you eat them Bishogeg. Right? Asura the Zerim, we saw between Rashi and Tosfot, the difference either according to Rashi, Asura the Zerim means that by Maaser Sheni there is no restriction that anyone can eat it. Or by Tosfot, that it's by Chatzi Shiur, there's an Isur by Truma, which does not have application by Maaser Sheni. Nechsei Kohen, we saw, was as opposed to the Yeshita of Rabbi Meir, that says Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gvoa, and Truma Bikurim belong to the Kohen. We have Tuna Rechitzat Yadayim, require your hands, washing of the hands. And Rashi says, again, that has to do with Tumat HaYadayim, which is Sheinli Tumah. You have to wash your hands to touch Truma, and you don't have to do that for Maaser Sheni. Tosfos points out that's only the Maga, that's only for touching, but for Achila, you would have to wash your hands even for Maaser Sheni. Harav Shemesh, we said that you need the sun to set after one has gone to have for a Tevul Yom, needs the sun to set before you can eat Truma and Bikurim, as opposed to Maaser Sheni, where simply going to the Mikvah and becoming a Tevul Yom would be sufficient. Right? And that is true of Truma Bikurim, not true by Maaser. So Mar says, "My Mashinke Mitzvah Maaser." What does it mean that it's not like Maaser? So I skipped explaining one of them, which is Olim Bechad Meah. That's 100 to 1. So that implies that by Truma Bikurim, 100 to 1 is Bitul, as opposed to Maaser Sheni, which would be Rov. Where it says, Lav, the Michlau, the Maaser Batil Beruba. The Maaser Sheni is Batil Berov. Veim Ita the Chizkia. If what Chizkia says is true, then Havadabar Shish Yishlo Matirim. It's something that has a Matir involved with it. Bechol Davar, Shishlo Matirim, a fellow Ben Elif Lo Batil. The concept of Davar Shishlo Matirim, this is also an imposition of the Chachamim, that when, for instance, a item, which it could have been Batil Berov, but nevertheless, if after a certain quarter of time, or if you do something, you can remove the Isur from here, we tell you better to wait and remove the Isur rather than to be sumeich on the bitul. Classic example where we have this is by chametz. Right? By chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach, technically it should be batel berov, but on the other hand, it's davar sheyesh lo matirim. The davar sheyesh lo matirim, because if you just wait till after Pesach, right, the chametz will no longer be Asur, it'll be mutar. So if you just wait for after Pesach, why should we allow you during Pesach to be sumeich on bitul? Therefore, because chametz is davar sheish lo matirim, afilu be'elef lo batil. Then we say there is no bitul when it comes to chametz. Now, the same thing here, by Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, we said in general, is batel berov. But we have certain manifestations of Maaser Sheni where Maaser Sheni is actually a davar sheyesh lo matirim. So, generally, when we're talking about maaser, if you look in Rashi here, ba'olim bechad b'me'ah, that's the Rashi over here, says, v'tzuchim echad u'me'ah l'batel, ve'im b'telim b'rov, they're not batel b'rov, ma she'in kein b'maaser, it's batel b'rov, v'lo ba'i echad b'me'ah, v'al korchach, b'maaser she'in lo takanta. We must be talking about maaser that has no ability to be fixed. Lo bibdia, lo laloto de Yerushalayim kama. Right? It has to be that the situation is we're talking about maaser sheni that has no way to be, once it becomes problematic, or the situation that it's in, it has no way to be rectified, meaning it can't be nifdeh, you can't redeem it, and you can't take it up to Yerushalayim. Because either of those two items are a solution, then it's the same problem. But then we know for sure it's davar sheyesh lo matirim. Di le takanto. Right, if it has any way to be fixed, a more abundant davar sheyesh lo matirim lo batil. V'hacha, gosh nitma, if it comes to me, dalet le takanta b'achila. Now, there's no way to fix maaser sheni that became to me. Ve'im bel shavet pruta. And the other example is a case where it's less than a pruta, v'lavar b'tiyahu, that it's not able to be redeemed. So, two examples where maaser sheni does not have the ability to be, quote-unquote, fixed, meaning that there's no way to do anything with the Maaser Sheni. There are two examples of that. One is when Maaser Sheni becomes Tamei. The other one is when Maaser Sheni is less than a Pruta. In both of those instances, right, there is nothing you can do with the Maaser Sheni. You can't be Podet, right? And, you know, you're too far from Yerushalayim to eat it when it's less than a Shevet Pruta. And also by the Tum'ah, right, we say that you can't, obviously you can't eat it anymore because it is Tamei. So now once we're in that situation, right, then we say, okay, that's an example of Maaser Sheni that is Batel Berov. But now we have Chizkiyahu who introduced to us a new idea, that even when it's less than a Shevet Pruta, you can redeem it. That means according to Chizkiyahu, less than a Shevet Pruta becomes a Davar, Sheyesh Lo Matirim. Right, if it's a Davar, Sheyesh Lo Matirim, then it shouldn't be Batel Berov. So how could these be the two examples of Batel Berov? Where it says, Omimai, Demasha Enkein B'maser Debatel Beruba. And you made a quantum leap here, that when we said that it's not true by Maser, it means that, as opposed to true Ma'bi Kurim, which is 100 to 1, you say by Maser Sheni it's Rove, Dilmolo Batel Klav. Maybe it's the other way around. How is Maser different, Maser Sheni different than Truma and Bikurim? Truma and Bikurim is 100 to 1, Maser Sheni is never. It can't be Nitzbatel. Afil Be'elof Lo Batel. It says, Lo Matzit Amartach. You can't say that. Degabe Truma, Umre de Truma Katani. Over here, and our Mishnah is enumerating the differences between Truma and Maser Sheni. It enumerates only those items that a Truma is more chamor. Kule Truma Lo Katani. It doesn't list out those place or those differences between Truma and Maaser Sheni, where Truma is actually the Kula. So over here, if this was the case, that Truma and Bikurim were 100 to 1, and Maaser Sheni was not Batel at all, then it would be a Kula of Truma. So why is it enumerated in the Mishnah? Where it says, V'hakatoni, hei nechse kohen. So where it says, wait a minute, I don't think what you just said is correct. In the list, we also have another item where Truma is the Kula. What's that? That's the case where we said it's nichse kohen. The kohen, it's a possession of the kohen to do whatever he wants with it. It's a possession of the kohen to do whatever he wants with it, as opposed to Maaser Sheni, where you can't do whatever you want. That is actually a kula of truma. That's the case. Then this also could be a kula of truma, that we're talking about 100 to 1 by truma, and never by Maaser Sheni. Where it says, lo sakadatcha, no, that can't be the explanation. Why? Because we have further information which indicates to us what the meaning is in this Mishnah. Right? So in which instance are we talking about over here when we say that you don't require 100 to 1 and it's Batel, is a case of Maser, Shembol Shevet Pruta, Bishenichnas, the Yerushalayim, Biyatza. Examples are cases of Maaser Sheni, which is less than a Shevet Pruta, and that went into Yerushalayim, Biyatza, and went out. So it's obvious in these cases that we're talking about Batel, Birov, and not Batel at all. Right? The imita of the Chizkia, right? If we have Chizkia, the Abedei, the Chizkia, and Echelei, Alma Ota Rishonot. Then let him invoke, right, or use Chizkia's principle that you're allowed to take something less than a Shevet Pruta and place it on the original money. Delo Parik, right? But now, Mara says that I have a solution. What? He didn't redeem any other Maaser Sheni. The example over here is not a problem for Chizkia. Chizkia's suggestion is only if he redeemed other Maaser Sheni, you can add it to the original Maaser Sheni that you redeemed. So why don't we just say this is the first Maaser Sheni that he had? So he is unable to add this to the Maaser Sheni because he doesn't have any. Where it says, Vinete Maaser de Idlei, Vinitzrafinu. Right? Why doesn't he just bring other Maaser Sheni he has and then put them together and say this Maaser Sheni plus whatever's mixed up in this mixture should be nifdeh, should be redeemed on my money? He says you can't do that. Why? Because the right of a Darabanan lo mitztarfei. We're dealing with two different chiyuvim of Maaser Sheni now. One is Doraisa, and one is Darabanan. Why? Because the pure Maaser Sheni that you bring is chayim midoraisa, to be brought up to Yerushalayim, or to be nifdeh, or to be redeemed. The Maaser Sheni that's found in this mixture is mina Torah batel berov. Batel berov means it's no longer Maaser Sheni. The Chachamim say that even though, right, that there is Maaser Sheni that is found in here in this mixture that is Nitbatel, nevertheless, we say that you still have to deal with it or bring it up to Yerushalayim. Venete demai. Alright, so we'll solve that problem. Let him bring over other maaser, which is demai, which is maaser that you got from an Amah Aretz. Generally, we believe Rov Amah Aretz are maasrim. If Rov Amah Aretz are maasrim, then we can assume, we should assume, that this maaser, this produce that you bought, had maaser sheni taken off of it. Nevertheless, mina safek, when we buy from an Amah Aretz, we separate out additional maaser sheni. So this is all a din de Rabbanan. So now you have Maaser Sheni de Rabbanan that you're going to try to be mitzdarik, but this Chatzi Pruta is also de Rabbanan. So Mar says, no, we don't let you do this. Dilma Atale Tuye Badai. Because if we let you go ahead and bring over Maaser Sheni of Demai to redeem this less than a Shavu Pruta, then we'd also, people will come to bring over regular Maaser Sheni. But regular Maaser Sheni, it won't work, because then you're dealing with Doraisa versus de Rabbanan. It works by demai because then you have a derabanan and a derabanan. We don't allow you to do the demai because you might come mix it up and do it with maaser sheni vadai. So Mar says, all right, I have another solution. What's the other solution? Neite shtei prutot. V'nechal alayu maaser prutot mechza. Take two prutot, and then on those two prutot, redeem 1.5 prutot worth of maaser sheni. V'nechal alayu al heyach yeteira. And then you'll redeem the additional half that's left over, you'll redeem this half pruton, because then you'll create the ma'ot, rishonot, that Chizkiyah is speaking about, and then you can redeem it on that half a pruta. So that will solve your problem. So meaning that even though he hasn't been mechalel any maaser sheni yet, but nevertheless, he could be mechalel on new monies, he can be mechalel 1.5 prutot worth of maaser sheni on 2 prutot, he'll have half a pruta left over, and with that half a pruta, he can be redeemed. He can be poteh the chatzi pruta left of maaser sheni.
How does that solve the problem of the
siruf, the rice? The difference is there that you're doing it together. The maaser sheni that you're redeeming in that instance is you're redeeming maaser sheni de rice and maaser sheni de rabbanan, and that it would be mitzdareif. People would think that there's a siruf between those two. Over here, you do it separately. You're redeeming the maaser sheni on the money. Now you have some excess room left on the money. When you have excess room left on the money, you can just say, all right, put this chatzi pruta onto that money. Even though, yes, you're mixing derabanan and doraisa, but people won't come to mix up a two sets, come to mix up a doraisa derab mitzdarfe, because you're not really equating them in any way. You're doing them as separate transactions, and only because there's excess space left on the money, not that you would normally do it.
You know what I'm saying? It seems that the Gemara's argument was that he doesn't have the extra money to create a Maaser Rishonos case.
No, that's not. It's just that he didn't do it yet. This is his first Maaser. It's just not that he doesn't have money to do it. He just doesn't have it. So that's what the Gemara is saying now. Well, if he didn't do it, let him just start the process now and be redeeming it. Now the Gemara is going to reject that and say, you can't do this. Mm-hmm. That you can't create this problem. Why? Where it says, Mitzvarat pruta umechsa tafsa shtei prutot. Right, so how do you know that a pruto mechsa with the maaser sheni really actually is redeemed on the two prutot? What I'm going to say is what's ended up going to happen is like this. That he's actually going to divide it in half. Look, pruta tafsa, pruta, right, tafsa pruta. The whole pruta worth of maaser sheni is tofes the pruta. The chatzit pruta lo tafsa. And the chatzit pruta doesn't have any effect. And then when you take 1.5 prutot worth of maaser sheni, and you have 2 prutot, one pruta redeems the one, and the other chatzi pruta, which is not a bar p'tia, is left out on the side. Nothing to do with it. Right? You can't do anything with it. Adar havyalei doraisa b'derabana. Now you're left with doraisa d'rabanan problem. With doraisa d'rabanan, no mitzdarfe, cannot be put together. So again, Atzvi, I think this is the answer to your question. The answer to the question is that we're talking about a chatzi pruta of maaser sheni. Chatzi pruta, which we're going to see later in today's Gemara, chatzi pruta of maaser sheni, you are not allowed to redeem. You may not redeem a chatzi pruta of maaser sheni. So the only way to redeem a chatzi pruta of maaser sheni is to bring it together with something else, with another chatzi pruta, and to make it into a whole pruta. You make it the whole pruta, then you can redeem it. So the problem that we discussed above, which is the right to the Rabbanan, is that in order to redeem this item, you're going to take Maaser Sheni, a chatzi pruta of Maaser Sheni de Rabbanan, and then put it together with Maaser Sheni de Oraisa. You actually have to put them together and then redeem them as a whole entity. Because then it's no longer a chatzibuta, it's a whole entity. Gemara says you can't do that. You can't take Maisa Sheni to Rabbanan, Maisa Sheni to Raisa, and make them into a single entity. They're not a single entity. They're two different entities, and you can't bring them together to be a single entity. As opposed to that, if you have Maisa Sheni money, which is already in excess of the Maisa Sheni that was redeemed on it, right? If it's in excess of the Maisa Sheni redeemed on it, we just say, alright, we just say, put that chatzibuta onto this money. Even though technically it's not bar pidiyah, we just say because of the excess, we allow it to go on to the money. Now, first of all, it could be that the money is dirabanan, but assuming even that the money redeemed something doraisa, the problem is that you're not creating together, you're not taking doraisa together with dirabanan to create a whole entity now. You're just saying you already have maisa sheni money, which and happens to have extra space on it. That extra space we permit you. Chizki's idea was that just put on that chatziputa onto that money. So that's why they'll be different. Gemara says, no, that doesn't work that way. You can't take two coins, and say, I have 1.5 worth of Maisa Sheni, place it on it. One will go for one, and then the other half will have excess space. Can't do that, because the half pruta that's left over never gets nifdet. It's only the one. The whole gets nifdet. Now you have a chatzi pruta left over, and a chatzi pruta of your Maisa Sheni. You can't put them together. One's the Rabbanan. Once they're right, so you can't put them together to create a whole.
Okay, so instead of bringing two frutos, then one
bunyan. Very good, excellent. Excellent question. And somebody says, who the rice of run on the mitzvah? So the rice of the run on the mitzvah. Benete Isa. There you go. Bring it Isa. Right, so putot must be a subset of Isa, right? So putot are a subset of Isa. So let's say bring an isar, bring a whole coin to deal with the 1.5. Then you don't have this problem with splitting the coins up. So it says, we don't let you do one, the single coin, because you might bring multiple coins. If you bring multiple coins, then you'll get, we're afraid that it won't work in that instance. So we don't let you do this. Right, so now the Gemara says, so that's how the Gemara comes down to this final stage of why it's a solution for a chizkiyah, or why it's not a problem with davar sheyesh lo matirim. Because we create the case that the Ukimta in this case is an instance where he doesn't have other Maser Sheni money that he's already pre-redeemed. And the Gemara says, well, who cares if he pre-redeemed it? Let it do it after the fact. He can create this. So Gemara says, after the fact, you really can't create this P'diya. Number one is because you can't be Mitzarek, Doraisa Derabanan. So that's the first stage. You can't redeem it together with other Maser Sheni. On the other hand, you can also redeem it after the fact when you want to redeem 1.5 and have the space left over. You can redeem that because you have two prutot. And even if you bring a single coin, we're afraid if you bring the single coin, you also bring two prutot and try to do it that way. And the same thing we said by Demat. You can't bring Maisa Sheni to Rabbanan and try to be in a starry fit with this unit because then you might bring Maisa Sheni Vadai, Midoraisa. So therefore it's all, we're afraid. And therefore, you can't, after the fact, try to create this redemption of this item. It only can be if already you have Maisa Sheni money that was already redeemed, do we let you then, with the excess, place it on it. And that's how Chizki will answer up the question that this isn't a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Because the end here, you can't be poded this item. If you can't be poded this item, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Now, the Gemara discusses the next line in that braisa. We said that Tanya Behegi, Maiser Sheni, Batil Beruba. We said two examples. One is Maiser Sheni that we said about as Shein Bo Shevet Pruta. The second instance that we talked about was Shenichnas Yerushalayim Viyatsa. Went into Yerushalayim and left. So why is that a case where you can't redeem the money anymore? Gemara says, Nichnas Yerushalayim Viyatsa Bamai, Lahader, Vinale. So take it back into Yerushalayim. It went into Yerushalayim, it left Yerushalayim. Just bring it back into Yerushalayim. Gemara says, Bishnitma, it became Tameh. Maisa Sheni became Tamei, therefore it's no longer edible. So even if you take it back up into Yerushalayim, it's not going to help you.
As soon as it goes out of Yerushalayim, it goes back and becomes Tamei, it just became Tamei.
In the first place, right, exactly. Alright, so the Gemara says, Venifrike, let him redeem it. Damar alazar minayin the Maisa Sheni shnitma shepodinotam. Maisa Sheni that becomes Tamei, you can be poded afilu be Yerushalayim. Even in Yerushalayim, Shinamar lo tuchal se'ito, that you're unable to carry it. Vein se'it el achila. So here they're not taking the literal meaning of se'ito to mean you're unable to carry it, therefore you're allowed to redeem it, but rather se'it here is vein se'it el achila, that you're unable to eat it. Since you're unable to eat it, therefore you can redeem it. Shinamar v'isa masat meit panav. Right, so by Yosef and his brothers, it says over there, masat meit panav. Over there it's referring to achila, food. Ella, it has to be b'lakuach b'kesef maaser sheni. It was something that not maaser sheni that was brought up to Yerushalayim Rebu, rather it was purchased with money of maaser sheni. Where it says lakuach maaser sheni nami lifrake. So what? Just because it was purchased with maaser sheni money in Yerushalayim, once it becomes tamei, why not just redeem it? Ditznan halakuach b'kesef maaser sheni shenit ma yifde. Right, that it says that's exactly the same din by produce that's bought with money of Maaser Sheni that becomes Maaser Sheni. If it becomes Tameh, you can also be Podet. Rabbi Yehuda, that's like, no, like Rabbi Yehuda over here, Damar Yikaver. But in the instance where you buy something with Maaser Sheni money, you can no longer redeem it. You have to bury it if it becomes Tameh. What's the difference? In the difference between Maaser Sheni itself and Maaser Sheni that was bought with Maaser Sheni money is Rabbi Yehuda says that Lo Alima Kedushate Lifrake, to be Tofes. Rabbi Yehuda says, when you're talking about Maaser Sheni itself, it has a certain level of Kedusha. That level of Kedusha is what allows it to be redeemed. The other hand, when you take money of Maaser Sheni and purchase the produce with it, that Maaser Sheni no longer is on the same elevated status as regular Maaser Sheni. Since it's on a lower status, it's not be able to be Tofes, and you can't redeem it. So therefore, only my pure Maaser Sheni that became Tamei are you allowed to redeem. Whereas Maaser Sheni that purchased it, used money of Maaser Sheni and purchased produce, that you cannot be redeeming according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says he, Rabbi Yehuda, Mayri Yatza. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, right, why do you have to just talk about Yatza? Apilu lo Yatza Nami. Right, also, right, when he didn't go out at all, which was your question, if you look at Tosus over here. So Tosus says what you said, Mikara. Right, the Shani Chinitman and Matsun Mifrachachi. Like, show your question. They could have asked this question originally, meaning that, but they had better, Adifa Mine Parich, they had better questions first, and then they only come, once they get stuck again, they come back to your question. So, Enochanami, show exactly what you asked. Right, on the previous Amud is the Gemara eventually gets to that question, which is, that if it's about Tumah, right, it's irrelevant whether it went in and then went out of Yerushalayim, and even if it never got to Yerushalayim, or it was still in Yerushalayim, right, it has nothing to do with going in and going out of Yerushalayim. So, Ella, the Ulam, Bittahor. We're talking about a case of a Tahor, Maaser Sheni Tahor, Umay Yatza. What does it mean that Yatza it left Yerushalayim? The Nafal Mechitzot. The walls fell down. If the walls fell down, right, then you can no longer eat. What's the requirement of eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim? They have to be Mechitzot. They have to be walls around Yerushalayim. You have to eat them, Mifnim in a Choma. You have to eat them within the walls of Yerushalayim. So Ritos is pointing out over here that we're talking about the rov mechitzot. The rov of the walls fell down. Because even though if the miut of the walls fall down, you can't carry it there on Shabbos, but nevertheless, when you need rov of the walls to fall down, it's not be classified as a chuma for Maaser Sheni. Where it says, V'ama rova mechitza le'achol deoraisa mechitza liklot derabanan. So doesn't Rava explain to us that when it comes to mechitzot, the Chizot have two impacts on Maaser Sheni. One impact, which is the Doraisa impact, is that you have to eat Lifnim in a Choma. That in order to eat Maaser Sheni, you must be within the walls of Yerushalayim. There must be walls to eat within those walls of Yerushalayim. The other impact that they have, the Mechizot of Yerushalayim, is that the Klot Dirabanan, Midirabanan, if the Mechizot of Yerushalayim, that once you bring in produce to Yerushalayim, or you redeem produce in Yerushalayim of Maaser Sheni, you may no longer redeem that anymore. I mean that Maaser Sheni, that for instance, you, instead of redeeming it in your house and bringing up the monies to Yerushalayim, you actually brought the fruits of Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim. There's a din d'rabanan, once you have entered into the city of Yerushalayim, you may no longer redeem that those peirot. Those peirot must be eaten like they are as Maaser Sheni and no longer could be redeemed. So now, Rabbah who says that mechitzot only required to eat midoraisa, but the cloth midorabanan. V'chi gazru rabbanan. And when the rabbanan were gozer, ki idnu hula mechitzot. That's only when there are mechitzot. Ki leidnu hula mechitzot, lo gazru rabbanan. The rabbanan were not gozer. I mean, what's the assumption? The assumption here is that the gzeirat rabbanan, that once you brought fruits of Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim, you may no longer redeem them. That din de rabbanan only applies if you can actually eat the fruits. I mean, if you actually are walls in Yerushalayim that you can use in order to eat the fruits. If there are no walls, and therefore you can't eat the fruits, the rabbanan would not have imposed this gzeirah that you're not allowed to redeem the Maaser Sheni. So if that's the case, right now, which the Gemara is explaining over here, that we're talking about Tahor, Meiser Sheni. So the Tahor Meiser Sheni that goes into Yerushalayim and then Yetzah. So what did we say was Yetzah? We said that the Mechitzot fell down. The walls fell down. Now once the walls fell down, right, we're in a position where you're stuck. You can't eat it because there are no walls. You can't redeem it because it's already entered into Yerushalayim. Once it's entered into Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it anymore. Marcel, who says that's true? True, you can't eat it anymore, but who says you can't redeem it anymore? Why? Because the restriction against redeeming Meiser Sheni is only a rabbinic restriction, and that rabbinic restriction was only, it seems to be logical, that it only applies when there are walls in Yerushalayim. The reason the Chachamim say don't redeem Meiser Sheni once you brought the produce to Yerushalayim is because you can't eat it in Yerushalayim. But if there are no mechitzot, and you can't eat it anymore, they probably did not impose their takana or their gezeirah that you can no longer redeem it. Rav says, well, lo polo grabana. Rabbanan that never made, didn't differentiate. Ben eat nu mechitzot, ben let nu mechitzot. No, that's not true. They did not differentiate between whether there are or not mechitzot. Once the fruits entered Yerushalayim, you may no longer redeem them. Period. So you may no longer redeem them. That's the explanation of our Brisa. What's the explanation of the Brisa? That we have a case where Meiser Sheni is batel berov. I mean, that you have to come up with instances where Meiser Sheni is batel berov. The Brisa gave two examples, but those two examples have to be items where you can't eat them and you can't redeem them. So one instance we gave already was less than a shaveh pruta. Less than a shaveh pruta, right? That can't be.
As Rashi pointed out, the Amud Aleph cannot be eaten in Olim Echad B'Me'ah because here we're talking about Meiser Sheni that is Tameh.
And number two, it is cannot be redeemed because it's less than a Shaveh Pruta. So that was the case, the first case we said was Batel Barov because there's nothing you can do with this item. We had in problem Chizkiah. Chizkiah says you can redeem less than a Chatzi Pruta, so we made it a Kimta. It's a case where you can't redeem it. The guy didn't already have Ma'al Meiser Sheni, which you can place it on. It's an instance where you can't do it. Then we came to the second case. Second case is a case where he took Meiser Sheni into Yerushalayim, then he removed it from Yerushalayim. So again, we said, Batel Barov, you can't do anything with it. Why can't you do anything with it? Number one, you can't eat it. Number two is, he can't, right, redeem it. Wait a minute, why can't he eat it? Just take it back into Yerushalayim and eat it. So the Gemara says, no, it was Tamei. The Gemara says, if Tamei, he can't eat it. But if it's Tamei, he can redeem it. I mean, that if you make it Tamei so he can't eat it, then you run into the other problem, which is that you're actually allowed to redeem Meiser Sheni that becomes Tamei. So the Gemara says, all right, let's move it over to something that was purchased with money of Meiser Sheni. It was purchased with money of Meiser Sheni. The Gemara says, same problem. You can redeem produce that was bought with Ma'ot Meiser Sheni if it's Tamei. It says, we'll use Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot redeem it if it becomes Tamei with Meiser Sheni. Where it says, well, if you're in Rabbi Yehuda, right, who cares whether you took it out of Yerushalayim, even if it came into Yerushalayim and never left Yerushalayim, you'd have the same problem. So Mar leaves all that behind and says, it's talking about Meiser Sheni Tahor. Now, what's the case of Meiser Sheni Tahor where it's unredeemable and unedible? What's the case? Mar says the case where the mechitzot fall down, the walls fall down. When the walls fell down, you can't eat it anymore because there are no walls around Yerushalayim. You can't redeem it because we have a din d'rabbanan that once the fruits or the produce enter Yerushalayim, they may no longer be redeemed. So between those two dinim, you have produce that cannot be eaten and not be redeemed. Right now, not be eaten and not redeemed. That's why it's batel berov. The Gemara says, what do you mean it can't be redeemed? The Tanachanas Chachamim should only apply when there are walls around Yerushalayim. When there are no walls around Yerushalayim, why shouldn't you be able to redeem it? The Gemara says, well, plug. The Tanachanas Rabbanan applies in every instance. And therefore, now we've come up with a situation where we have Meiser Sheni that cannot be eaten and cannot be redeemed, and that's why it is Batel Berov.
Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshet, Chadak Toni. No, that the Brisa is really indicating that there's actually one item. Meiser Sheni, Shein Bo Shevet Pruta, Shenichnas Yerushalayim B'Yatza.
That these are two separate cases. What we've indicated until now is that there are actually two cases where Meiser Sheni can be Batel Berov because it's not a Bar Bdiyah, not a Bar Achila. Which is Chatzi Pruta and Nichnas V'Yatzam Yerushalayim. What Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshet, indicate here is that there's only one case. It's a Chatzi Pruta that went into Yerushalayim and then was Yatzah. B'amai, v'nahadar v'nahar le v'nechlai. Just let him take it back into Yerushalayim and eat it. What's the big deal? The Nofo Mechitzot. Amar has the same answer that we had before. The walls fell down. Benifrikay, let him redeem it. Rama Rava Mechitzel Echol Del Raisa Mechitzel Liklod De Rabbanan. Don't we have the principle of Rava that to eat inside of Yerushalayim, that's me, Del Raisa, you need walls. to not be allowed to be poded the Maaser Sheni after entered Yerushalayim, that's only a din derabanan. Chi gazer rabanan ki no the mechitzot. Galat on the mechitzot lo gazer rabanan. Right, it makes sense or logical to say that the gezerat or tachanat chachamim is only when there are mechitzot. There are walls where you can actually eat it, and therefore we say don't redeem it anymore. But when there are no walls and you can't eat it, it would make sense that the chachamim say you can be redeeming. You can redeem it even after it's entered Yerushalayim. When it says lo plug rabanan, no, that's not true. But not to not differentiate. Who cares if it's half a pruta? It's not relevant anymore. Even if it's a full pruta, you come up with the same situation. Lo mi ba'i kamar. No, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You don't need a chasi pruta. Lo mi ba'i yesh bo'o le kaltan le mechitzot. Right, so no mi ba'i, when you have more than a pruta, they're for sure the mechitzot are collated. Right, if that case where it's less than a pruta, right, therefore, it's not a bar p'tia. It's not really ma'aser sheni because it's like less than a shiur of something valuable of ma'aser sheni. So no, k'mash malan that there is klitat mechitzot, that even by a chatzi pruta, there is still a klita of the mechitzot. If there's a klita mechitzot, then you can no longer redeem it and you can no longer eat it. You don't, the Chizkiyah solution is not a common solution. Therefore, in general, Chatzi Pruta is not redeemed. Right, redeemable. So the Etkaras Chamim should have application over there. Kamash Ban, that it does still have application over there. And now, Tarah Banan. Im Ga'ol Yigael Ish Mim Asro. Mim Asro, but Okol Masro. You're allowed to redeem your Maaser, but not all of your Maaser. Prat, the Maaser Sheni, Shein Bo Shavet Pruta. That comes to exclude the case of a Maaser Sheni that is less than a Shavet Pruta, that you may not redeem it, which would. What brought us into this whole sugya by Chizkiyah is that Chizkiyah's suggestion is a solution when you have less than a shavet pruta, even though you're not normally allowed to redeem it. He came up with this right convoluted way to deal with it, which is that you place it on other money that you have for Maaser Sheni. So Itmar Ravami Mar in Bo, Ravasi Mar in Bchumsho. Machlokes between Ravami and Ravasi, how much do you actually have to have in order to be classified as being redeemable? Rabbi Ami says, like what we've been learning until now, that's the actual Maaser Sheni itself. If the Maaser Sheni itself is worth a puta, it's redeemable. If it's worth less than a puta, it's not redeemable. On the other hand, Rav Asi explains, no, ein b'chum shel, that you actually have to have Maaser Sheni with worth four putot, in order that it's chomesh, a chomesh mila bar, and its chomesh is worth one-fifth of it. Only if its chomesh is a solid puta, may you redeem it. Because the balabai who comes to redeem Maaser Sheni has to add on an additional fifth, on top of that. That additional fifth he has on top of that, we want it to be Shaveh Pruta, worth at least a Pruta, so that he can actually create this Chomesh. So, in the minimum amount of Maaser Sheni to be redeemed is four Prutot. Because four Prutot, with a Chomesh, one-fifth mila bar, right, which is actually really 25%, a quarter, that quarter is one Pruta, a whole Pruta of four Prutot. So therefore, Ravasi says the minimum amount of Maaser Sheni is four Prutot worth. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Inbo, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbi Ami that it means a pruta of Maaser Sheni is the minimal. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Ein b'chum shel, agrees with Rabbi Asi that it means the minimum is four prutot. Meitve, Maaser Sheni, Shein bo shevet prutot, Dayo, Shiomar, Hu, b'chum shel, Mukhalal, Amalot HaRishonot. Right, so Maaser Sheni, that doesn't have a shevet prutot, it's enough, right? I mean, it's enough that you should say it and its chomesh is mechulal amalot rishono. Bishlam alaman damar in bechum show. You're according to the one who says in bechum show. Hainu tiktani dayo. Right, that means dayo. The afakav to be the day itbei. Even though by the Maaser Sheni itself it has more than a shavet pruta. Kevin de bechum shei leka. Since by its chomish it has less than there. Shapir. Right, that's why it makes sense. Alaman damar in bo my dayo. This is kasha. It's a problem for that opinion. Right, instead of saying dayo, we should have said simply omer. Dayo implies that there's something else that could be done over here, some other solution that could be offered over here. Right, if you say again that it's four prutot, and it's just the chomesh is not a full prutas, it's just less than four prutot, say you can wait and be mitzdari if it was something else, and it'll be, you know, chomesh. So we say dayo. Even though the full, you have a full pack, if Maaser Sheni is worth more than a pruta, because its chomesh doesn't get there, fine, just put the whole thing on my Rishonot. If you're just talking about the Maaser Sheni itself, it's less than a pruta, there's nothing else that's a part of the package here. Right? There's no chomesh and then the keren. It is the keren itself that is less than a shavet pruta. So then you should just You should just proffer the solution, which is Rubachom Shol and Ma'ot Mishonot. Again, if you have two pieces, you have a Chomesh and you have the Ma'ot, you can say, okay, because the Chomesh doesn't reach the Shavu Putam, you say, it's enough. Just take the whole thing and put it on, meaning including the Maisu Sheni that is, you know, less than 4 putot. Don't wait around, don't do it. They just put everything onto the package. So that's why you can use Dayot. Where this is at is Akasha. We're going to stop over here because the next sugya is a question that actually leads through the entire next daf over here. All right, we'll stop here.